Draymond Green joins us on Sports Byline USA. The Golden State Warriors are the champions of the Pacific Division, something they have not done in 39 years. They have the best record in the NBA at 58-13. And one of the reasons is their third year forward, Draymond Green, who came out of Michigan State. Draymond, I remember when you were in the studio with me when you were just going into your rookie season. And I'm just wondering, how has the nearly 3 years in professional basketball in the NBA changed you as a person and a player?
Honestly, you know, over the course of the last, you know, 2.5, going on 3 years, you know, I've definitely changed as a person. I've grown. You know, I've been more knowledgeable. I've learned a lot more. Obviously, being out here for 2.5 years now. You know, as opposed to I have been in Michigan my whole life, it's taught me a lot more. You know, I've grown in my faith. I've grown in just about every aspect of my life, as well as on the basketball court. You know, they say experience is life's greatest teacher. You know, over the course of the last 2.5 years, you know, playing in the NBA, you know, you start to pick up on things that you do well, pick up on things that you need to get better at. You know, you learn how to actually work, you know, learn how to work smarter as opposed to always, you know, putting so much pressure on your body and so many grueling workouts. You learn how to work smarter and all those things. And so, you know, I've just learned how to work, learned what I needed to work at and continue to improve, you know, along with playing with great teammates to put me in a position to be successful. You know, it's working out for me pretty good.
When you came out of training camp and you looked around and you saw who your teammates were going to be, what type of expectation did you and the other teammates have of yourselves this season?
Coming into training camp, you know, we knew that we could be pretty good. You know, we also knew that, you know, there would be a little adjusting, you know, with the new coaching staff. You have to kind of figure everything out and, you know, all those different things, but we knew we had an opportunity to be good if we could put it all together. Did we expect it to come together as soon as it did? Not quite, but, you know, it did. And, you know, even throughout the course of the season where everyone was, you know, ranting and raving about us, we still knew that we had so much more to give and so much better we could get. And now we're starting to, you know, reach some of those points to where getting better at some of those things to where we thought we could improve upon. And, you know, it's starting to show in our game. You know, I think about the last week or week and a half or so, you know, we've been putting 48-minute games together. And that was one of the things that we said we can get better at, not a great 28 minutes or a great 30 minutes. Let's put a great 48 minutes together. And we've been doing that lately. And, like I said, that was one of the things we thought we could improve up on. And, you know, it's been working out for us. But coming in, you know, we knew we had a chance to be good. We also knew that we needed to work on some things and get better, and I think we've been doing that.
And, you know, Draymond, one of the things that has taken the Warriors the extra step, in my opinion, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, yes, you have Steph Curry, yes, you have Klay Thompson, yes, you have Draymond Green, and you have Iguodala, and you have others on that team. But you've got a bench that when they're called upon, they come on and they pick you up. You got an injury for a couple of games, they come on and pick you up and everything. And when you need some rest, a key player needs some rest, the bench comes on. Usually you don't see a rotation that deep in the NBA, do you?
Absolutely not. And that's one of the things that, you know, we know we have an advantage. You know, even throughout, I say we've put together, you know, 48 minutes of basketball. A huge part of that has been, you know, our second unit coming in and, you know, where we may be tied after the first quarter or up two, and they take the lead to 10 or 12, you know, before we re-enter the game lately. That's been huge. And, you know, everything's starting to grow and come together. You know, I think Sean Livingston has been playing at a very, very, very high rate lately. And, you know, that's been huge for us. You know, a lot of people forget, you know, Sean hadn't played basketball since May of last year. You know, then you come into the season playing about 10 or 15 minutes a game, it's hard to find the rhythm. But, you know, now he's found his rhythm, and that's been great for our second unit. And, you know, everyone's clicking it. You know, I think it's the right time for that.
Draymond Green is with us, forward for the Pacific Division Golden State Warriors, who have the best record in the NBA at 58-13. I came across a quote from you, and when I read it, I kind of thought for a second. It puzzled me a little bit, and then I started smiling because I know you as well as I do. And I want you to explain a little bit further what you meant by this. Vision is very important. I'm not the quickest, fastest, or most athletic. So I have to see plays ahead of time and know what's coming. Explain a little further.
Offensively and defensively, that comes into play. What I mean by that is, I have to read situations. One of my best attributes in my game is my basketball IQ, and so I have to use that to my advantage. I can't jump as high as Blake Griffin. I can't run as fast as Russell Westbrook, nor can I shoot as good or handle the ball as good as Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. So I have to use to my advantage what I have, and what I have over, some people is my basketball IQ is pretty high. So I have to look at the game. I have to know the game. And when I'm during the game throughout, I have to know, all right, I see where the opening is, or I see where this player may be going next, or I know this player's tendency or what he likes to do. I know what he's been doing a lot in this game. And I have to see that, a play, a step or a pass or two before it happens, and be on my rotation, offensively. I have to see, all right, I know this man is guarding me like this. I know this may be open, and it's not. I know what else. I know that may be open. But just reading situations, knowing, what's the team tendencies, but also knowing, what's really going on, what's the flow of the game, knowing the flow of the game, knowing defensive schemes, knowing their offensive schemes, and just, taking mental notes and using those to my advantage.
Let's talk about your alma mater, Michigan State. They are in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament, and Tom Izzo, the fine coach there, has taken Michigan State to the Final Four on 5 different occasions. What's the magic sauce with him?
Oh, he's a worker. He's a blue-collar worker. You're talking about coaches who may sleep through in March. He don't. He don't get any sleep. He watches film all night. He's up preparing. He's calling around. He's doing whatever he can to get an advantage on the other team. And it makes a difference. You're talking, when you get a day of preparation and other coaches waste 7 or 8 hours sleeping, that's 7 or 8 extra hours that he's working, And the one thing Coach Izzo does is, he teaches and preaches toughness, but he also put us in tough situations, tough environments. When some teams may play, lower-level teams in a non-conference schedule, and their non-conference strength of schedule is middle of the pack in the NCAA, ours usually rank up there in the top 2 or 3, usually. And, when you're going into every situation to play, I've played at the Citadel, I've played at North Carolina, I've played at Duke, you name it. We played there and played on an aircraft carrier, played in Madison Square Garden. That stuff come back and make a difference, in March, where you've seen every scenario. He put us in situations that where we play a Princeton-style offense, we play a pressing team, we play a team who runs half-court offense the whole game. Put you in every situation, so once you see it in March, it's not new to you. You've seen it before. And I think that makes a huge difference come March.
We only have a couple minutes left, and I want to ask you about something Steve Kerr, your coach, said. He said, I love Draymond. He's a winner. We love what he does for our team, and in a lot of ways, he's the heart and soul. And your response and quote was, that winner label means more than all of the stats to me. Why does it mean so much?
100%. I think the highest thing you can be rated in life is a winner. You win at what you do. So whatever it is, if you're a tech genius and you win, that means your app or whatever it is that you created, whatever it is, it blew up. You won. Or if you're a doctor, that means you performed a successful surgery. Winning. It's what we all want out of life. We want to win in whatever it is that we do. So for Coach Kerr to say, I'm the heartbeat of the team, or, I'm the heart and soul and I'm a winner, that means a lot to me because, number one, what's life without a heartbeat? We don't have life, and what's life without winning? We all want to win. So to be called those two things, it means the world to me. And I take that any day, over someone saying, oh, my God, Draymond Green can score. Or, oh, man, Draymond Green can really pass the ball. If you call me a winner, I think that's the best thing I can possibly be labeled.
Draymond, I love our conversations. They're always so insightful. You're very articulate about the game that you play, but about life as well. And I've always had a lot of people respond in such a positive way when you've been here, you know, with me on Sports Byline. You're welcome anytime. Take care, my friend, and continue on to the playoffs.
All right, thanks a lot. Thank you for having me.
Draymond Green with us again, forward for the Golden State Warriors. He also once said, I know I can't score better than Steph Curry. I know I can't shoot better than Klay Thompson, but I take pride in being the heart and soul in bringing passion to the floor. It's my job to bring energy and make it infectious. And that's one of the reasons why he has been so good in his almost 3 years in the NBA as the Warriors, with their 58-13 record, get ready for postseason play. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.